They simply don't want to, because it's more comfortable continuing doing what was successful in the past. But the world is changing so bloody quickly that what made us successful yesterday is not guaranteed to continue making us successful tomorrow. Dear Stefan, thank you so much for the immense amount of preparation and the super exciting 4 hours yesterday. I learned more and found out more about myself than in my entire 20 years of management education on and off the job so far. Unquote. This is an original quote from a seasoned, experienced, wonderful senior executive. He is a participant in my executive leadership coaching program, Tailored Suit, which is individually tailored and bespoke to an individual executive and always starts with precise, clear 360 degrees feedback. Almost all participants say at the beginning and at the end of the program and emphasize again later that this relentlessly honest and always constructive assessment of their leadership behavior from the perspective of others, in contrast to their self-perception, is the most valuable mirror they have ever looked into when it comes to perception of others and to leadership. Now, this quote inspired the title of today's Lightwolf podcast. Change begins in the mirror when you look at yourself. It is also inspired by a couple of experiences in my life. I'm curious to learn from you how you perceive this. Whenever it's about change, then I often have the impression people think it's more convenient if others start the change. Yeah, it may be more convenient, but I don't think it's as effective. You may have heard about the German version, the German interpretation of the word Team. Team meaning T-E-A-M. Toll, ein anderer macht's. Great, somebody else does it. No, change does not start with others. Change always starts with myself. And reviewing the 16 bosses I've had throughout my career and thinking about the most effective, the most successful 2 women and 2 men I've had as bosses, they have done this. They have changed. They have constantly changed. And they knew that change begins in the mirror when you look at yourself. So therefore, welcome to today's Lightwolf episode with this title. And let's talk. Let's talk about 3 things that I think can help for effective change. And here is tip number 1. Ruthless, honest self-reflection. When working with people, when working with leaders, sometimes working with hundreds of people at once, with a team of mine, with many coaches together, with a couple of consultants, with designers together, sometimes designing 2-3 days of inspiring, intensive experiences. Whenever we work on change, and whenever people do what they do, rather than what makes more sense, I find 3 different reasons why. The first problem is white spots. Some leaders are not even aware of the impacts of their own leadership behavior on others. Example, in another individual leadership program, the coachee was not aware how his conversations with people 2 levels below him in the organization completely disempowered his direct reports. They felt disempowered because he was talking straight to their direct reports and sometimes even without telling them. That might have been well intended, but the consequences are not really good. They were anything but good. So, white spots. The second reason why sometimes people do what they do rather than what makes sense is fear. One of the fears in change is, but what do I do if I can't change? if I can't follow this change? And there is one word in my strategy or change or leadership work with companies that I never use. It's the word easy. I don't find it easy to change or to lead or to do strategy. I don't find it easy at all. Particularly changing myself, I find quite demanding. It's not easy to change myself. But I have to do it if I want to succeed. Yeah? And the last reason why sometimes I see people doing what they do rather than what makes sense is comfort. They simply don't want to, because it's more comfortable continuing doing what was successful in the past. But the world is changing so bloody quickly that what made us successful yesterday is not guaranteed to continue making us successful tomorrow. So we have to change. And I think one solution is to always start in the mirror, looking at yourself. Regardless of whether you are a first-time leader now or even looking forward to your first formal leadership responsibility in a few months' time, or whether you are already the CEO, the chief executive officer running an entire global business. Independent how good your leadership work is, it should always be measured from the perspective of those you lead. Yeah? And for this, you need feedback and ruthlessly honest self-reflection. If you do so, there may be some things you will like very much and some others that you don't like at all. And you don't have to react to everything others tell you about your own leadership behavior. But in my experience, you're well advised to reflect and take some conscious decisions what to do with the feedback you receive. So my tip number one for successful change, ruthlessly honest self-reflection. Tip number two, strengthen the strengths, neutralize weaknesses. It's so interesting to see how people lead themselves and others. And while I dislike my weaknesses, and you bet I have a couple, there is no way I can win by just focusing on my weaknesses. I think it's all about strengthening strengths and neutralizing weaknesses. Yeah. I don't just play to play. I don't just play to not to lose, right? If I focus all my time on reducing my weaknesses, maybe I find a way to neutralize them one day, all of them. And maybe I stop losing games. But I'm not living to lose, not to lose. I don't live to just stop losing games. I want to win. And I'm convinced the only way to win is knowing your strengths and using your strengths, and ideally every single day. Yeah? It's interesting for me, for example, to read Tom Rath's Strengths Finder, a book and a tool that I really like using, particularly when we do good to great programs with leadership teams, where we support them in either moving from a group to a team at all, or to develop from a team to a high-performance team. This tool called Strengths Finder, I think, is very effective in helping people become aware of their real strengths and giving them very practical, simple advice on how to use their strengths every single day. And in this book, there is a stunning, stunning example, really striking, that 77% of all American kids, of parents of kids at school age, focus on the children's weaknesses. 77%. I find that number very high. Don't get me wrong, I'm a father myself. I have two boys. One of them is still at school. If he was in trouble, if his promotion to the next higher grade was endangered, then of course I would focus also a lot of time on eliminating that weakness. But I cannot believe that 77% of all American school kids are endangered for moving up a grade. So why are so many people focusing on kids' weaknesses? And I've observed the same in business life. For 30 years, I was a corporate employee, from First time leader leading 6 to leading 12,000 people as a European board member. And also in many of my organizations, I observed quite a high focus on eliminating weaknesses and probably not enough focus on strengthening strengths. Yeah? So if you want to win, know your strength and use it. And if you want to help your people win, then help them understand their strengths and help them use it. Why? People who can use their strengths every single day are 3 times more productive and 6 times happier in life. So therefore, tip number two, strengthen your strengths and neutralize your weaknesses. And if you find it hard, if you find it challenging, then one tool I'm happy to recommend is called the Lightwolf Academy. The Lightwolf Academy is a 1-year practical e-learning program that contains all my best experiences, 42 compact short videos, tools, exercises, tasks, learning controls, and 6 times throughout that year a live coaching with me. So if you'd really like to not only learn but practice the 6 decisive things you need to master as a leader, then please feel free to have a look at the Lightwolf Academy. The description is here in the podcast notes, or visit also my website, stefanhohmeisterleadership.com. It's the first part on the website, top left, a description and direct link to the Lightwolf Academy. If you have questions, contact us, contact my wife Tanya or myself. If not, and you want to book, superb. Be very welcome as a new member of the Lightwolf Academy. Maybe the next coaching, always on Fridays in the afternoon, is already together with you and me. So that was tip number two, strengthen strengths and neutralize weaknesses. And tip number three, develop yourself purposefully, based on what you see in the mirror. Set yourself goals. Develop yourself specifically. Look for specific tasks that enable you to achieve your development goals based on your projects, based on your daily responsibilities and tasks. And get feedback, get good coaching from your line manager. If you do this, if you have work that allows you to strengthen your strengths and to neutralize your weakness, and you get repeated, regular, good coaching, praise and good criticism from your direct line manager, then I think you are well prepared to really develop yourself purposefully. And 2 important tips on this. Have confidence and be courageous. Have confidence. I am utterly convinced that you as a leader, you as a Lightwolf, you have much, much more potential than you realize yourself. Why? Because that's true for many people. And that's true particularly for people like you who invest time into developing themselves, like you're doing right now by listening to the Lightwolf podcast. So I'm convinced you have more potential than you yourself realize. Have confidence and be courageous. Being afraid and being scared of things is good. But good leaders like you do not allow their fear to stop them from doing what's right. They develop their courage. And courage is a muscle. And that muscle grows if you do exactly the things you are slightly scared of. Don't worry. If that's the thing you need to do to develop yourself, go out and do it. Develop yourself purposefully. I hope you've enjoyed this Lightwolf podcast today. And if you'd like to hear more, please feel free to subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. And I would be delighted, really delighted, if you took a minute to quickly leave your written feedback down in the podcast notes. Your feedback helps us understand what works for you so we can do more of this. And it also helps us to understand if there is anything we can improve. And if you have any question related to strategy, leadership, change, or innovation, that is not yet answered in the Lightwolf podcast, then please feel free to share it with me. Drop me an email, see me on LinkedIn, come on my website. Share it with me, because maybe I can answer it in a phone call, or maybe your question becomes the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts coming soon. For today, thank you so much for your time and attention. I very much look forward to hearing you, seeing you, and to exchanging again here in the Lightwolf podcast soon. Thank you. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.